Blog Talk Radio.
Real soon. So tell me, saints of God, Do you know what to do? Are you praying? Half and believing because the word is true. I know he's going to cleanse and purge us to make a brand new. Yeah, yeah.
Lord,
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, like that. Hear the mama needs
revive.
Oh, oh, oh. We need you.
Lord,
revive. Now that our soul is let me tell you this here. When the devotion's over, the scripture has been read. The prayer has been prayed, and the word of God has been given. Now it's all up to you. Whatever you want the Lord to do. Come on and put time in because you're the brother of a breakthrough. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Revive.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody here?
Lord,
revive us. Oh, yeah. Now that our soul, yeah.
Lord, revive.
Well, we got to get out here. Let's say it like this. Take it home.
Lord, revive us.
Revive.
Lord, revive us.
Revive.
Lord, revive us.
I remember a long time ago.
Lord, revive.
In McLean, Mississippi.
Lord, revive.
We used to go to church.
Lord, revive.
When the saints of God.
Lord, revive.
Would come to church, yeah.
Lord, revive.
We would have prayer meetings.
Lord, revive.
A week before the revival.
Lord, revive.
And when the revival got
Lord,
here,
revive.
The church.
Lord, revive.
Would catch on fire.
Lord, revive.
Now anybody here.
Lord, revive.
Know what I'm talking about.
Lord, revive.
We need.
Lord, revive.
Still a God.
Lord, revive.
We need a revival.
Lord, revive.
California. Texas,
Lord, revive us.
Mississippi,
Lord, revive us.
Tennessee,
Lord, revive us.
New York City,
Lord, revive
us. We need a revival.
Lord, revive us.
Tell your friend,
Lord, revive us.
Tell your neighbor,
Lord, revive us.
We need. This song was ending, but listen at this.
Lord, revive us.
Lord, revive us.
Yeah.
Lord, revive us.
Tell your neighbor.
Lord, revive us.
We need revival.
Lord, revive us.
In the home.
Lord, revive us.
On the job.
Lord, revive us.
We need the Lord.
Lord, revive us.
We need you.
Lord, revive us.
Right now.
Lord, revive us.
What to do?
Lord,
email 10 people
Lord,
and tell us we need the Lord to revive
Lord,
us.
Revive
uh-huh.
Yeah. Lord,
we need a revival.
Lord, revive us.
Africa.
Lord, revive
we need a revival.
Lord, revive us.
We need
Lord, revive us.
New York City.
Lord, revive us.
California.
Lord, revive us.
Mississippi.
Lord, revive us.
Tennessee.
Lord, revive us.
Let me put them hands together.
Lord, revive.
We kept on fire.
Lord, revive.
Now anybody here?
song was ending, but listen at this.
Lord, revive us. Lord, revive us.
Yeah.
Lord, revive us.
Tell your neighbor.
Lord, revive us.
We need revival.
Lord, revive us.
In the home.
Lord, revive us.
On the job.
Lord, revive us.
We need the Lord.
Lord, revive us.
We need you.
Lord, revive us.
Right now.
Lord, revive us.
Right now. We need
Lord revive us.
We
Lord revive us.
We
Lord revive us.
We need
Lord revive us.
Yeah.
Lord revive us.
I tell you what to do.
Lord revive us.
Well, email 10 people.
Lord revive us.
And tell them we need the Lord to
Lord
revive us.
Revive us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lord revive us.
We need a revival.
Lord revive us.
Africa.
Lord revive us.
We need a revival.
Lord revive us.
We need
Lord revive us.
New York City.
Lord revive us.
California.
Lord revive us.
Mississippi.
Lord revive us.
Tennessee.
Lord revive us.
Florida.
Lord revive us.
Woo!
Lord revive us.
We need
Lord revive us.
Tell somebody we need
Lord revive us.
Revival.
Lord revive us.
I definitely put them hands together.
Lord revive us.
Woo!
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Lord Jesus, thank you for your goodness. Lord Jesus, thank you for your example of God's perfect will on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for submission to the will of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for revealing to me my ability in you and your ability to work through me and through us according to the will of God, our Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning for being my Lord and prayerfully the Lord of those on the TED line this morning. As I submit my whole spirit, soul, and body to you, I pray this morning that those on the TED line will submit their whole spirit, soul, and body to you. As I yield and submit to your lordship today, I pray, Father God, that they too will yield and submit to your lordship today. Today, Lord Jesus, I thank you as I submit and yield my will to the will of the Father. And I pray that they would submit their will to the will of our Father God. And I say to you, Father God, this morning, not my will, but thy will be done. And I pray, Father God, that they will say to you, not my will, but thy will be done in my life and within my life on earth, as it will forever be in heaven. Today, Lord Jesus, with a grateful heart and with a thankful heart, I'm asking you to reposition the structure of my mind and my brain. And I'm praying that they will ask you to reposition the structure of their mind and their brain. And Lord Jesus, according to John 16, 25 through 33, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, when I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, it is come now that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Lord Jesus, you said in your word, John 14:14, that if we should ask anything in your name, that you would do it. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, John 14:13, and whatsoever I would ask in your name, that will you do. Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, John 15:16. You said that I have not chosen you, but that you have chosen me. You have chosen us and ordained me and us that I and we should go, should remain. That whatsoever I and we shall ask of the Father in your name, that our Father may, that it is a possibility, a fact of being possible to happen for me, that our Father may give it to me. Lord Jesus, today, I'm thanking you in advance and yielding my spirit, soul, and body to your Lordship, Jesus, in order that I, and prayerfully those on this headline with me, and all believers, may overcome the world also. Lord Jesus, I will be coming to you over the next couple of days with some impossibilities according to the world. But you said in your word, in Matthew 19:26, you said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Lord Jesus, help me with my own unbelief that has caused me to develop a lack of belief in your ability, even that I should have, and that I'm trying to attain to. Help me, Lord God, and heal and deliver your people. Help me with my own skepticism, with my own doubting the truth of you being the living and alive Word of God today, right now. Help me this morning, Jesus. Help me this morning. Because, Lord Jesus, actions are showing me that I doubt you and that I have doubted you in the past. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I ask you sincerely and with heaviness on my heart from unbelief to forgive me. Give me for my own insensitiveness, for my own painful disregard for your word. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my own emotional behavior that depicted a false image of belief when in reality, I was and still am afraid to believe that the impossible, the completely and totally impossible, is becoming possible. Possible. The what the world calls absolutely impossible. Lord God, is available for me, completely healed, that I can be completely delivered, that I can be completely made free from the bondage, from the torment, from the pain, and from the hell that comes through the power of sin. Lord Jesus, I am now experiencing, and I want to truthfully, factually, utterly, and absolutely believe your word. According to Mark chapter 9, verse 23, you said, Lord Jesus, and I know that this is a fact, that if I can believe, that if I can believe, all things are possible to me because I believe. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. It just seemed too easy. Help me this morning, in my heart, because I truly want to accept exactly, without wavering to the right, without wavering to the left. I want to believe exactly what the word says. Possible. It is possible. For with you, God, all things are possible. Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I need you to free me in my mind, in my brain, in my soul, to be able to accept that truth fully. Lord Jesus, in your name, according to Psalms 106, 41 and 43, if I have any part of me, and I pray this morning that each person on this line can hear my heart in this prayer this morning. If I have any part of me, down to my fingernail or my toenail, down to the very root of the hair follicles in my head and on my body, if I have any part of me that could be under any type of demonic subjection, blocking and hindering me within my spirit, within my soul, or within my body, within my brain, or within my mind, asking you this morning, Lord God, to deliver me from the oppression of my enemies who would have brought me into, under, by way of any type of subjection under their hands. Deliver me. Your word says many times did you deliver them, but they provoked you, and you brought them low for their iniquity. Lord Jesus, Your Apostle Paul said in your word in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 and 27, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body and bring it into subjection. Into subjection to you, Lord Jesus. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, a shipwrecked person. As I said to you, Lord Jesus, I'm going to be coming to you with some impossibilities according to the world. But you said in your word, Psalm 91, verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So, Lord God, I thank you that I'm going to be calling upon you and that you're going to answer me. Whether I be in trouble, you're going to be with me and that you're going to deliver me because you said in your word, Psalm 50, verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. Lord God, I pray with so many people that have trouble and troubles. But you said, call upon you in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Lord Jesus, in which you dwell, Lord Jesus, speak through my spirit right into my soul, and so I command you in the name of Jesus to receive and process the living words of God today and forevermore. Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, I command my body to line up and come under subjection to your word. And now, Father God, I pray for the people on the tail line this morning, over there in Paraguay, the people in South Africa, the people in Sweden, the people in Italy, they're all looking to you, God, to deliver them. People in America, people in Mexico, Ecuador, people in the Philippines, people in Korea, all represented on this headline. And places I didn't name because I don't know all the countries and all the people that are really listening. But I speak to demonic subjection this morning. All spirits operating in, through, behind, and by way of demonic subjection. The Lord God rebukes you in the name of Jesus. I speak to Shiite witchcraft under the subjection of black magic. I speak to Venezuela, demonic subjection, by way of blue magic. The Lord God rebuke you this morning of demonic subjection. I renounce you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I renounce and bind up all spirits of demonic subjection from any witch, wizard, sorcerer, shaman, worker of iniquity, and all supporting spirits of demonic subjection, command you to be brought under subjection. Whether I know your name or not, whether I know your source or not, I command you to be brought under subjection. All demonic subjection unloosed on the people of Ethiopia. I bind you up this morning in preparation to be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of all. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of all, I command every spirit of demonic subjection to come under subjection to the word of the living God. I command all spirits of demonic subjection to come under subjection to the name of Jesus and the power of God's Holy Spirit. I renounce you on earth and bind you by the word of God. Demonic subjection, get out right now of that body. Get out of that body right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out of that person's neck, on the right side of their neck, all demonic subjection. Go out of their neck. Get off of their right shoulder. Go, demonic subjection. Get off the back of their head right now, where their head rests upon their brain stem. I command all demonic subjection that's crawling up the spinal column. Go! Get off the spinal column right now. In the name of Jesus. Go! I bind up every seed of demonic subjection. Go! In the name of Jesus. I bind up every root of demonic subjection. Go! Get off the right side of the head. Go! Get off the right side of the head. Go! Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command all hidden demonic subjection to be made manifest right now, to be renounced and bound up. Go! Go, demonic subjection. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come up. And get out of that soul. And loose that body. Go. Let God's people go of demonic subjection. Go right now. Every spirit of demonic subjection that came in through the eye gate, TV, haven't seen bad stuff, haven't seen naked bodies, pornography, go out the eye gate. Every spirit of demonic subjection that has come in through touching something evil, something foul, something defiled, people go. Right now, go, get out. Every spirit of demonic subjection that has come in through decaying flesh, you know, wounds, decaying flesh, go right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of demonic subjection that has come in through any organ dying or in the death mold right now because of demonic subjection, go, loose that body. Go! Get out of that body. Right now. Right now. Go! I command every witchcraft work of demonic subjection that has caused sickness and disease, every spirit, hidden demonic subjection, I command you to be made manifest right now and come up. You came in through conjuring. Go! Get out! Get out! Hidden demonic manifestation. Preparation. having been divined up and manifested through unclean spirits. Go! Get out that body. Right now. Get out! All hidden demonic manifestation operating through familiar spirits, sorcery, magic, M-A-G-I-C, or magic, M-A-G-I-C-K. Go! Get out. Go! Loose that body. Loose that body right now. In the name of Jesus. Go! That includes you, a Shiite, Shiaz, witchcraft, black magic, magic. Go! I command you, in the name of Jesus, all hidden demonic subjection unloosed through Jezebelic and Ahab seducing war spirits. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Right now. Go, Jezebel. Go, Ahab. I break any and all demonic subjection. I bind you up. I command you to loose all strongholds. I command every wall to be demolished. In Jesus' name, of demonic subjection, all hidden spirits of demonic subjection to any and all spirits of infirmity, sickness, disease, and witchcraft, sickness and disease. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus, I command all spirits of demonic subjection that has any soul bound under the sound of my voice by any witch. I command that witch to be bound to their own demonic subjection to get out of these bodies. Go! Get out. Get out! Bound to your own demonic subjection. In the name of Jesus, I command all spirits of demonic subjection, all hidden spirits of demonic subjection owned by any false prophet, any false prophetess, any spirits of idolatry, I command you to be bound. Go! Out the body. Out the body. I command all spirits of demonic subjection and all hidden spirits of demonic subjection to be made manifest, operating through dumb and deaf spirits. I bind you up. Go! Get out. Right now. Loose those ears. Loose that tongue. Go! Get out. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Command all spirits and all hidden spirits of demonic subjection manifesting through mind control, mind manipulation, and all mind-binding spirits. In the name of Jesus, go! Right now. Get out. I command demonic subjection. That's right. Get out that neck. Get out the ear right now. Get out the neck. Stiff neck. Rebellion. Go! Through demonic subjection. Go! Get out the head right now. The head. Loose the head. Loose the brain. Go! Go! Demonic subjection, manipulating the head and the brain. Go! Demonic subjection, by way of familiar spirits, through secret sins and hidden faults, to hide from the world, but you can't hide from God's Holy Spirit. It's tormenting the hell out of you. Go! Sheol hell. Hell on earth. Go! Get the head and the neck, witchcraft, go. Go right now. Go! Heaviness from demonic subjection. Go! Get off the shoulders and go. Get off the back of the head and go right now. Go! Loose the brain. Jesus rebukes you. And by God's own Holy Spirit, I rebuke you on earth. Go! I rebuke you under the earth. Go! I rebuke you in the waters and in the seas, as God has already rebuked you in heaven. Go! All spirits of demonic subjection, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I destroy you and your powers and your forces off of each person under the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. Go! Right now. Go, heaviness, get off that neck. You got a stronghold in that neck. You better get out. Father God, I ask you for angelic assistance. With their swords drawn, tear down that wall. You did it for Joshua. Tear down them strongholds. Tear down those walls. Father God, I ask you to send your fire and burn off the residue of this demonic subjection this morning. Lord God, like Simon Peter said in John chapter 6, verse 68, you have the words of eternal life. I speak these words into eternity. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Philippians 2:16 says, holding forth the word of life. I speak these words of life this morning. Your word says that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. According to 1 John 1 and 3, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, this day, right now. Wherever you are on this headline, if you can, lift up holy hands unto the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the life flesh. Receive Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, fill them up again. Lord Jesus, fill them with the power of yourself. Fill them up again, Father God. With your own Holy Spirit. Fill me up again with your own Holy Spirit. God, revive you again this morning. Receive God, brothers and sisters. Receive a fresh infilling of his Holy Spirit. Lifting up holy hands unto God. receive this morning. Receive right where you are. And if you can't receive right where you are, podcast when you get home. Receive the life of the Word of God. Receive God's Holy Ghost this morning. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Yes.
Over and over again.
Yes. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Keep on.